Indeed, Iran has form for such operations. It funded, armed, and trained Iraq insurgents fighting the U.S. occupation of the country after the 2003 invasion. The U.S. military claims Iran was directly to blame for the death of 608 military personnel in Iraq between 2003 and 2011. Iran still holds significant influence with many of these well-trained, well-funded, and motivated militia. Influence that worries the U.S. enough that the State Department has ordered the evacuation of all non-emergency staff from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and the U.S. Consulate in Erbil. Daniel Byman, a professor at University's School of Foreign Service, said this shows Iran can hit U.S. and allied targets, not only regionally, but also further afield. Iran uses international terrorism, and the U.S. has a global presence, he explained. A network of Iranian allies and sympathizers spans much of the northern part of the region, Freeman added, as well as Saudi Arabia's eastern province and Bahrain, where the U.S. Fifth Fleet is headquartered, giving Iran the means to pick targets across the Middle East. It's very likely also has put in place means by which to mount unconventional or terrorist counterstrikes on the U.S. homeland, he noted. Having been victim to the devastating U.S.-Israeli Stuxnet cyber attack in 2010, the country has also invested heavily in its ability to launch such attacks against the U.S. and its regional allies. The country would likely use its fleet of more than 200 armed speedboats to target or harass U.S. naval vessels or commercial shipping in the Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of all oil-traded worldwide transits. Tehran has regularly threatened to close off the strait with naval mines, anti-ship missiles, and its own navy in the event of a conflict.